when you look at the history, right, and the amount of effort that was put into coming here, you know, the build-up to what is ultimately the biggest race of the year, it's just been special from day one for me.
Hey, this is Tony Schumacher, driver of the Top Fuel Dragster, eight-time world champ, and you are on the road with Dave at WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, but now covering the U.S. Nationals, the 70th, down there in Indianapolis, and excited to have on the line eight-time world champion, the winningest Top Fuel driver in NHRA history, Chicago's very own and driver of the Leatherwoods Top Fuel Dragster for JCM Racing, the one and only Tony Schumacher. Tony, welcome to WGN.
Man, it's great to be back on a good old Chicago radio station, brother.
One of the very few that actually reaches you, Tony, you know this. We reach 38 states in Canada. One of those states is Indiana. So you can get us, you know, right there where the epicenter of racing is happening now. I got to think right now with everything going on. This is the 70th U.S. Nationals. You, of course, your family have such a great history with that event, been part of so many of those 70s. For you personally, from your perspective, what does the big go mean to you?
Oh, geez. You know, we were last night we were laying in bed watching the 60s. You know, there was old NHRA back when Big Daddy shaved his beard off. We're watching that about 10 o'clock at night on a channel, and I'm thinking to myself, look at the stands. Look at the people. Look at the people and the names they're naming. And I think when you look at the history, right, and the amount of effort in the before years that was put into coming here, you know, the buildup to what is ultimately the biggest race of the year. But, you know, what started that, right? It was just – the race was great back then. It drew the most cars. It paid the most money. And when you pay the most money, the most people are going to show up with the best parts and best pieces, which makes the fans show up to watch the big names, and it just gets better and better. So, yeah, we've had some great fortune here. Won this race 10 times, including, you know, my debut in Top Fuel back in 96. I got to go to the final round with the Peak Brothers, and it's just been special from day one for me.
You mentioned some of those great names, the names of those great and iconic drivers, but also the cars are almost as famous as some of those names as well. And so many years, obviously, Sarge, you know, identified with the Army car, so much success and history there. Sponsors, we know it in the world of motorsports, it's the lifeblood. All sponsors are good. Some sponsors are better for celebrating than others. So let's talk a little bit about Leatherwoods, your partners there.
It's fantastic. You know, so Andy, number one, the founder of Leatherwood, he is a Special Forces Green Beret, bad to the bone dude. And after representing the Army for so long and meeting so many of those guys, it was just perfect fit, you know. And as I grew my beard longer and as the Army disappeared from the sport and all sports in general for recruiting, finding a new sponsor was, you know, was a little difficult. It took us a few years. To have the colors of the Snake Eater right down the top of that car right now, I couldn't be any prouder, you know, and it's just a great thing. Unfortunately for me, it's race weekend. I don't get to sip on that bourbon, but for the people out there giving it a shot, you all do. You know, I always tell people it's funny because I enjoy that, but on race weekend, the more bourbon I drink, the more difficult it becomes to win a race, you know. So if the fans, you drink the bourbon, I'll win the race, and then we'll celebrate together.
Everybody has, like, their role, right? The fans, this is your job. Your job is to come in, sit, right, cheer, and enjoy some of the great sponsors. So this year, let's talk a little bit about it. You got final rounds. You got the win in Bristol, eighth in qualifying so far. U.S. Nationals offers additional opportunities on the qualifying things. How are things shaping up?
They're good. You know, we've been struggling with some stuff for – actually, even before this crew chief, Mike Neff, came over, me and Mike, we were going to win a championship together before the Army left. So when I brought him back, you know, I was a little hard on my last crew chief, but recently we found some parts and pieces and tools that made it impossible to win rounds. And we made those changes in Brainerd and started to go fast, and now we're going quicker, better every run. So look forward to getting it going. I got to mention something. Y'all, in Lincolnshire there, you got a dude named Tony Zizzo and his son TJ Zizzo.
I know him very, very well. I know. He's the Rust-Oleum Rocket.
Yeah, and he's always been the underdog. But let me tell you, this is a kid that still lives in Chicago. What a great kid. Reach out to that dude. He hasn't won a race yet, but has well earned the right to. His car, he's outperformed us this weekend. I mean, I'm so proud of those guys for sticking with it for so many years. And usually drivers don't. We don't sweet talk other drivers, but this is a good guy, man. He's a Chicago boy, And so if y'all out there willing to help a race car driver, we're always funded. But these guys, they could use some help. And, man, he's kicking our butt. So I'm proud of him. Just wanted to throw out another Chicago dude. He's a great guy.
Yeah, good support for the other Chicago people. TJ is a great ambassador for the sport, too. The enthusiasm. Absolutely. He doesn't run all the races. But, yeah, he has had success. And I know that he'll appreciate that support. And so a big shout out to him for there. When you think of the fans, we know what their role is, right? Their role is to drink Leatherwood bourbon. Their role is to cheer and enjoy it. And more of them are going to be there than in any regular race, right? This is huge. It is the big go. Talk a little bit about, for the people hearing this in all of those places that maybe have seen it on TV, interested in the sport, obviously understand the power and the passion of the people behind it. But we always say, you know, there isn't a substitute for being there for motorsports. And in NHRA, it is something truly unforgettable. So, Tony, for like the fans that hear this, they know, they heard you, see the name, whatever. Maybe they've never been to a race. Every ticket is a pit pass.
Every ticket is a pit pass. And exactly. So let me just say, Fox does a great job putting it out on TV. They've done some incredible upgrades this year, you know, making us look like the football players or robotic stuff. And I love all that stuff. But you take a 330-mile-an-hour car and make it sound like it's live is just impossible, and it's asking any station to do too much. So get your butt in your car, drive to the racetrack, bring your kids. You're going to find that every fan gets a pit pass, number one, but you're going to find that your kids are going to put their phones down for a couple hours because it's incredibly overwhelming, the power, and you can't get that across on TV. So they're going to be out there, and they're going to see a car go 330 miles an hour, but then they're going to watch nine guys take it apart, put it back together right in front of them. Live, because you get to stand at the ropes. You pick your driver, stand right there, watch the car come apart. Give them some inspiration. Get them off the darn phones. Make it a family day because, you know, there's a lot of big sports out there, but this is truly one of the best family sports. You walk around with your family. You look at cars. You pick your drivers. You pick your teams. You watch them make the run 3.5 seconds down the track at 330 miles an hour. Then you watch that car get taken apart. So, I mean, I have fans come up to me all the time and go, we paid a lot of money to get in here. We owe more. This is a great sport. And that is truly a blessing to hear as an athlete.
Oh, my God. You got to love to hear that.
I love it.
Yeah, you got to love to hear that. Well, you win 8 world championships, more races in top field than any other driver. You're going to get some attention. And for the people listening, that opportunity to meet the stars, the biggest stars ever in the sport, is there. You know, before we let you go, Tony, talk a little bit about, obviously it's busy. You got to focus on the track, but there's so much access for fans to the drivers.
That's the key, man. And today is just a stunning day. Like, it's going to be maybe around 80 degrees. The sun's out, going to make it a little tricky. We got two of the best cars out there, number one and two in the points, I believe, who are not qualified right now, both the Coletta cars, top-of-the-line cars, best crew chief money can buy with Alan Johnson. When I won 5 championships with him. But the fans, when you get in, you get to watch the pressure. You don't get to stand in the dugout and watch the baseball players figure out how to do it. You get to watch us do it. You get to ask us, how you feeling? Sometimes we're feeling good. I'm qualified 8th. I feel just fine. He's not going to feel as good. You know, and it's funny because it just comes with the game. We've learned to accept it. We've learned to love it. And I think what keeps the sport, the drivers down to earth and real, is the accessibility to them. We're just dudes doing what we love to do. And dudettes, man, there's a whole flock of girls out here doing a hell of a job. So it's not, you know, this is the most diverse sport, I think, in any sport.
Yeah.
And it's a great place. Bring the kids, bring the grandkids, come out as a family day. And the only thing is, bring a little extra cash. I think the hot dogs are about $60, but
no,
don't worry about that.
Don't say don't that. That. They're not 60.
They're probably $3. I'm just kidding. It's like people complain. They go, well, the tickets were great, man. God, the food's kind of expensive. But wrap up a salami sandwich, man. Do what we used to do when we go to the Cubs game, you know? Sneak a food in there. Take a water in the boot. Get in there. Come on, have some fun.
You know you are going to see the biggest names in this sport. You know there's going to be accessibility. Accountability, right, is they go up against each other. And I know I was there all day Friday and Saturday. I know that the concessions are competitively priced, right? And so you can get in there. And I think when you mentioned, Tony, the value as well. And so we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for tickets. No substitute for being there if you can't watch it on Fox. And Tony, as we let you go, for people who aren't necessarily going to be there or want to keep up with you and all the social media stuff, you guys are pretty active. Where can they go?
Well, they can go to the Sarge TF1 and hit me up. Go to my Facebook. I'm easy to find, man. Leatherwooddistillery.com if you want to join our Champions Club. Best thing in the market. Like, you join the Champions Club, you can go buy tickets and actually sit in my hospitality, eat food cooked by our chefs. Just a cool thing, man. You know what I wish they would do? I wish, even though we're in Indiana, I wish they would fly down Chicago food.
Yes.
I love Indiana, but bring me a Portillo's, man. I know there's one around the corner here. Just fill me with it. Like, come give me a Chicago-style hot dog. When I moved to Texas, there's only a few things I miss, and one of them, people, I love you to death. I don't miss the weather at all. Take it. But I miss the darn pizza. I miss the hot dogs, and I miss the Italian, like, it's just an Italian beef. Gosh, with the hot, I miss jardinera, you know? Please, bring it to Texas. What's the matter with you guys? Get it out there.
Fans, bring Tony Schumacher some jardinera, quick, stat, if you want to fuel the victory. It's like Popeye with the spinach. He needs it. And
he needs it, man. Feed me.
We're going to have links up at WGNRadio.com. Good luck, Tony, with everything. You know Chicago, the rest of the world, the racing world is pulling for you, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Oh, anytime. Love you guys.